Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters, Power of Christ Daily, the 23rd of August. Christ in you, but where? Christ in you, but where? This is a question that we have to dwell on today. Today, the Lord has led me to do this and for us to begin to understand. In part, I have spoken here and there regarding where is Christ sitting, is in the Spirit. Christ in you, now we are made of three parts. That there are other segments, please go and get it and listen to them. Spirit, soul and body. You are a three-part being. Spirit, soul and body. My name is Christy Lutz. I'm a spirit. I'm a spirit being. My spirit is in this body, which is made of earth, and unto dust it shall return. And I have a soul. A soul belongs to the spirit plane, the heart and the mind, but it is not my spirit, it's my soul. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the husband of my soul. The church is the bride for Jesus Christ, and the church is every soul. Each soul that has dedicated itself to Christ belongs to the church of Christ, is in the spirit. So two people here, two souls here, two souls in that country, three in Australia, three in America and Malaysia and Singapore and what have you. And they all belong to the Church of Christ, which is a spiritual thing. Souls belonging there. Brick by brick, I shall build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail. He shall build his church where? Spirit. He changes each soul to become his. When they become his, they become his part of his bride, they belong to the Church of Christ. It is not a physical building, it's not a registered organization, nothing to do with registration. Registration can be here today, tomorrow can be cancelled. The building can be here today, it can be destroyed. It is a spiritual church that Jesus is building. Now, each of us, our souls, must be surrendered to him and become his bride. So he's the husband of my soul. And Apostle Paul says to keep the soul as a chaste virgin bride, as a chaste virgin for Christ. Now, but where is Christ? Christ is, now we are in Christ. And we are in Christ, and Christ is seated at the right hand side of Father God. And that means we also are sitting in Christ beside Father God, because our righteousness is the righteousness of Christ. His righteousness covers us completely. So our rubbish sometimes is inside him. So we are protected so long as we want to cleave on to him, believe him, trust him. So long as we trust him. The issue is trusting Jesus Christ. Now Jesus Christ has come, because when you accepted him as your Lord and Master and Savior, and you believe him, Lord, I believe you, my trust is in you to settle me, my trust in you to heal me, my trust is in you to give me a good life, my trust is in you to settle me, Lord, my trust in you to change me, my trust is in you to save me. My trust is in your faith, Lord Jesus, the faith of Jesus Christ. Now, when you begin to believe that Jesus Christ, Son of God, died on the cross for you to take away your sins, Jesus enters you. The Spirit of God, now remember, Spirit of God, Holy Spirit, Jesus, the Word, and Father God. Three of them are one, and that is the mystery, you know, three in one, three together, and they are also still apart. So the Holy Spirit is also representative of Jesus. Now, Jesus Christ, the Bible says, Christ is in you. Christ is in you. But where is he sitting? Where is he sitting? He will be sitting in the Spirit, because the Bible says we were dead in sin, and the Spirit of God, with the blood of Jesus washing away our sins, our spirit was made alive. So our spirit was made alive, and Jesus Christ is in the spirit, attached to our spirit, attached to my spirit. But where is my spirit? He's attached to my spirit. He's not attached to my soul yet. He's not attached to my body for sure. But he is attached to my spirit. Now, in John 7:38, he says, "He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." This is interpreted that some of us will speak in tongues. We begin to, and that is entitled for everybody. If you believe and ask Jesus Christ, you will have the Holy Spirit baptism and you will begin to pray in tongues. But Jesus Christ comes before that because you believed in him, that he died on the cross for you. He's the Son of God, took away your sins, rose again, and you want him to be your Lord and Master. You have agreed that you will now no more be self-confident. You are confident in yourself and in the world and all, but you will be confident in Jesus Christ. Your faith is in Jesus Christ. Your faith is in Jesus Christ, in his faith to settle everything for you. Now Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God, sits in my spirit. Now out of my belly means out of my inward portions, from the inward being, the most inward, innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. I'll pray in tongues, I will speak in tongues. But that is where the Bible says it's a spirit coming from there, right? When we accepted Jesus Christ, got the baptism of the Holy Spirit, out of my innermost of my being will flow rivers of living water. And this is for those, in Amplified it says, those who cleave to, trust in and rely on me, on Jesus. Believe in me means cleave to Jesus, trust in Jesus, rely on Jesus. So now, what is the issue here? The issue here is, our heart has to believe. Our mind has to believe. Therefore God says, before the heart can believe, you must be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Now you see the word spirit of your mind. Because the spirit man, where the Jesus Christ is sitting, is a spirit issue. Now it is connected to the mind, that it has access to the mind. Our spirit being has access to our mind. Our mind is in the spirit plane, but it's not our spirit. Our spirit being made alive now is access to our mind. Our mind used to think all kinds of things, following the world's way, following the human way and all that, not following anything of a God's way. That is why now our spirit being alive and Jesus is there, Christ is there, now our mind has to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Because it's renewed in the spirit of mind. Because our spirit has got access to our mind. Now the mind has to be renewed. How? Renewed in the spirit of mind. How? By beholding in the word of God. You begin to take God's word and behold and meditate and talk. That is exercising your faith. Exercising into spirit, into godliness. It's exercising your faith into godliness. Exercising the word of God. Exercising this spiritual exercise, which bears great fruits. Spiritual exercise. Now, why do we exercise in the spiritual? So it will be your mind will be renewed and you'll be changed. You'll have all the power working in you. You'll be exhibiting a changed person. You're now following Christ. And you will become solid in the spirit, spiritually rooted in Christ. So our mind has to be renewed in the spirit of our mind. And then when that happens, our heart will change. When our heart changes, because the mind has been renewed, and from our heart will flow issues of life. God says, from our heart will flow issues of life. Now, that means life or death, you know, you got rubbish. If I got rubbish sitting in my heart like before, it only cause more and more damage and death to me. If I got the words of God sitting in my heart, completely cleaving to Jesus Christ, trusting in Jesus Christ, when my heart begins to trust in Jesus Christ, then my soul, that is my heart and my mind together, put together, is now Jesus Christ is being formed. Christ is being formed in my heart. Christ is being formed in my soul. Remember Apostle Paul said in Galatians, forming Christ in the soul, permanently, completely. So we have to renew the spirit of our mind by looking at the word, meditating on the word, talking about the word, speaking about the word, speaking the word. And then our heart will change and Christ is being formed. And so once the Christ is being formed in my soul and the soul and Christ become one, now this is a mystery. Remember, Jesus Christ said, when he talks about the church and Christ and church, and Apostle Paul says it's a mystery, and then he said it is like a marriage. Now let's look at this. My soul supposed to be presented as a chaste virgin to Christ. A man and a woman will leave the father and mother, the Bible says, and cleave together to become one flesh. Cleave to become one flesh. There's an earthly husband, earthly wife. When the body dies of any one of them, the marriage is finished, over. But Jesus Christ is the husband of my soul. So Jesus Christ and my soul, and my soul must cleave into Jesus Christ. My soul must be cleaved into Jesus Christ. With this the actual definition of the Hebrew and the Greek text is this. Believe means cleave to, trust in, and relies on me. Relies on Jesus Christ. So my heart and mind, my heart particularly must rely on Jesus Christ, must trust in Jesus Christ, must cleave into Jesus Christ. So my soul becomes the bride, part of the bride of Christ. And Christ becomes the husband of my soul. Brothers and sisters, this is very powerful, very important. Renewing the spirit of mind with the word of God, and then the heart is changed, and then our heart cleaves to Jesus Christ, trusts in Him, relies on Him, and Jesus Christ becomes the husband of my soul. While the earthly husband of any person is the physical side, the body. Now, when Jesus Christ becomes the husband of my soul, now I have complete power in the spirit plane. It must be in stages, it grows. More and more trust, more and more deeper trust, more and more relying, greater relying, cleaving greater, thinking of Him, thinking of the husband of my soul. What do you want? What do you want me to do? And receiving power, receiving all the benefit, because my husband of my soul is my provider. The earthly husband is supposed to provide for the earthly wife. Here, my heavenly husband of my soul is my provider. So I receive from Him. I trust in Him. I will submit to Him. I'll obey Him because it's a good prescription. I'll obey to His commands. And as I begin to do this, everything, now God says what? May you prosper and be in good health as your soul prospers. How does your soul prosper? More and more cleaving to Jesus Christ, and more Christ becomes the husband of my soul, then my heart, as my soul prospers, my soul will begin to prosper. As my soul prospers more and more, I will prosper and I will be in good health. Wonderful day, brothers and sisters. Now imagine this. Now when that happens, can you imagine? Jesus Christ is in me, in the innermost of being. And that's why when we pray sometimes, when the demons come up, they come up from the stomach, they come up to the mouth and all that. Now the same thing. Why did the demons go and take that place there? Because they know they want that place where Jesus is supposed to be. From the innermost of your being, from the belly. Out of his belly it shall flow. So out of the belly, the stomach will pain. The stomach will move. You know, sometimes when you're ministering deliverance, the stomach will be moving here and there. Don't get frightened about this. That fellow has no power. Jesus has given you the power. The power is taken out. He is dupe master. He's sitting down there. Cast him out in the name of Jesus Christ. Get out of this person. Get out, my brother. Get out, my sister. Then the thing comes out through the mouth, maybe. Sometimes vomiting. Sometimes nothing. Sometimes goes off. Sometimes just like, breathe out. Now, that place, the innermost being, the belly, must be taken control by us. That's where Jesus comes. That's where Christ resides. And then the heart and mind must change. And then we cleave. And then he becomes the husband of my soul. Life completely different then. It's completely different, brothers and sisters. And can you imagine? Let's say it is cancer. Let us say it is it's growth. Let us say it's a pain. In any part of your body. Isn't it there, connected, so near to it? Jesus Christ is so near to it. Let us say there's a lump in the breast of the woman, a sister, and the innermost part, Jesus Christ is sitting there. You know how, what? No distance. Christ is there in the innermost part of your being, in the belly, and then the growth or whatever is in the breast. You know how, there's hardly, practically no distance. So in Jesus' name, we say, come, go now, the lump disappear now, now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lump, disappear, cyst, disappear, in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, now, now. That's why it goes away. It's a fantastic thing, brothers and sisters. Go and get that segment. Chinese hospital, I put that thing. And get to the grace of life and talk to the moderators, and now they'll all help you, brothers and sisters. Today, a wonderful day. Now we know Christ in you and where he is. And how we do this. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen.